Now, here is the thing that's remarkable about this commandment, and this is the thing that is different that was given back in Exodus. Back in Exodus, they were to observe the Sabbath because in 6 days God created the heavens and the earth. But now the Sabbath is going to be a peculiar relationship between God and the children of Israel. And notice what he says in verse 15. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Now you see, it was given to a people who had been in slavery in the land of Egypt. Were your ancestors ever slaves in the land of Egypt, friend? I doubt it, unless you're a Hebrew. And these people were. And the Sabbath was given to them, you see. This is something well to note, by the way, in the Word of God. Now we come to a different section here, that which is duty to God and duty to man. Now, honor thy father and thy mother belongs to that, I believe, which is related to God. Because in the person of a father and mother, when a little one is growing up, that individual stands in the place of God to them. The little one looks up to the father and to the mother, and that's the way it should be. God made it very clear that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And then he says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the wisdom of thy mother. They are to stand in the place of God at the beginning. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now this is given to a people going into that land, and they are to honor their father and their mother. And friends, no nation that does not observe this is going to be blessed. That right now is the great problem in America. Oh, I recognize father and mothers are not worthy in many cases of this respect. But God also, you remember in Ephesians, said something to the father and mother about not provoking their children to anger too. Now he says in verse 17, thou shalt not kill. Now I won't stay here very long, but this is very important to see here. Thou shalt not kill. This is the sixth commandment. And the word for kill here is a very technical word, ratzash, and it means thou shalt not murder. And this is personal. This hasn't anything to do with a soldier going to war. I know today this is being used a great deal, but it's taking it entirely out of context. Hasn't anything in the world to do with war, because you're going to read just a little later on, God tells these people there to destroy their enemy in the land. That is an altogether different basis. Now this word has in it the thought, premeditated. It means that you're angry at someone. And this is a personal grievance. And as a young man said to me, and he said this a couple years ago, I don't want to go to Vietnam. I'm not angry at anyone over there. I don't want to go over there and kill. Well, I said, by the way, if you were angry with someone over there and went over there and sought them out and tried to kill them, you'd be a murderer. But this is put on an altogether different basis. We are supposed to be a nation that is attempting to protect the weak and the helpless over there. That is the propaganda, at least. I'm a little confused myself today with what's happening in this world. I don't think that we are a moral leader of the world today, by any means, not with the condition our country is in today. But the whole thesis is that today a soldier is in a different position than attempting to put this commandment down upon him. It does not fit him at all. This is that which is entirely personal. I'd love to dwell with that, but we cannot do that.